tax stamp, not a new tax, it's a monitoring device, and it is stamped that the importer of some particular product or the manufacturer of these products have to buy from the tax authority and affix it to their products before they send them to the market. The objective is that if you take, say, 100 stamps from the tax authority, it means you have 100 pieces of your product. So at the end of the month, your tax assessment will be based on this 100. Now, the products under the law right now are cigarettes and tobacco products, alcoholic beverages, non-alcoholic beverages, especially the carbonated ones, whether they are canned or they are bottled, and then bottled water. If you manufacture or import any of these items, you should apply to the tax authority to acquire stamps. At the moment, we are giving out the stamps for free. If we see your product on the market without a stamp, then you will be subjected to the law. It is important to mention that this tax stamp policy was passed into law in 2013 under the NDC administration. But somehow, they never got around to implementing it because traders always raised issues and demonstrated that they didn't want this monitoring. On the 31st of August 2017, the new government relaunched the product and signaled that on the 1st of March 2018, we will start enforcement at the point of sale. We therefore considered that manufacturers and importers of the eligible product will take steps to ensure that the product that will be on the market by this time will have the stamps. So it is completely strange to us for them to be saying that, what do we do with the product that are already on the market? We gave this signal 6 months ago. So the long and short of it is that on the 1st of March, we're training the GRA task force. We are engaging with the police. We will step out into the market and start enforcement of the Tax Stamp Act.
How about the concerns of the stakeholders who are claiming that this will increase their production cost?
Well, we try to minimize their production cost. Wherever tax stamp has been implemented across the world, traders have a responsibility to affix the stamps to their products, the manufacturers and importers. They have a responsibility to do that. And so Ghanaian manufacturers and importers cannot say that there's going to be such a policy that is too expensive to implement. In any event, for many importers, we don't have a facility at the port that affixes free stamps free of charge to products that come under the law right now, so they can take advantage of it. But I'm pleased to say that many importers are already doing this ahead of the implementation time.
Deputy Minister of Finance, Kwaku Kwarteng.